It is 51 years ago today that struggle hero Ahmed Timol was murdered by the apartheid security police. More than 5 years after a historic judgment was handed down in what was a reopened inquest into his death, we saw the original ruling of suicide changed to murder. His nephew, Imtiaz Kaji, still has questions about whether there was a political agreement not to prosecute apartheid killers, and he joins us this morning on the line. Imtiaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Just to bring our listeners back into the picture, what has happened to Mr. Rodriguez, who was fingered after the reopened inquest and was refusing to cooperate?
Molina, remember the inquest judgment was issued on the 12th of October 2017.
Mm-hmm.
On the 30th of July 2018, he was criminally charged for the murder of my late uncle. And after about 20 court appearances, he passed away, I think, on the 7th of September last year.
Mm-hmm.
And during that particular process, his legal team brought a 342A application, asking for the charges against him to be dropped. The matter was heard at the full bench of the South Gauteng High Court and the Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein. And at the time of his passing, the Constitutional Court, the apex court in the country, dismissed the application because he had passed on. So because of the lengthy time delay, and the fact that Rodriguez passed on, you know, his matter could not be heard at the apex court in the country.
And he gave no information as to what actually happened.
No, there's two aspects, Molina.
Hmm.
Firstly, he stuck to his version of events at the 1972 and 2017 inquests, placing himself at the crime scene, right? And secondly, the argument presented by his legal counsel was that he should not be charged because there was a secret, or there was an agreement between the ANC and the Nationalist Party, basically a secret amnesty agreement parallel to the TRC process, which exempted the likes of João Rodriguez not to be charged for any criminal role he had played in the death of my late uncle.
Were they able to provide evidence of the secret agreement?
Now, you see, this is the question, Molana, and this is something that many people turn away from. We should be asking ourselves as to why did the courts take such a long time to deal with this matter. Because if the Constitutional Court had heard the argument by his legal counsel, they would have made a ruling. And up till the point it went to the SCA, his legal counsel did not provide any proof or evidence, but they fingered the Mbeki administration and the former Minister of Justice. And they basically asked the legal counsel of the Minister of Justice to go and look at their cabinets for that agreement. So in essence, what has transpired is that they've made these claims that were dismissed by the full bench and the SCA, but the Constitutional Court did not hear this matter. And I'm convinced that it was no coincidence. It was strategic to make sure that the Rodriguez matter plays itself out for a long period. And as soon as he passed on, the Constitutional Court took the matter off the road because he was deceased.
So from whom are you seeking the answers? The presidency, meaning the current administration, or are you seeking answers from the Thabo Mbeki Foundation?
You see, Malina, I need to put this into context. And, you know, this year marks officially 26 years that I've embarked on this journey. And unofficially, for more than four decades, I've been pursuing the issues around the death of my late uncle. And the last 5 years has taken me to a completely different direction to understand what truly transpired. And I'm convinced that the answers lie back at the negotiated settlement that took place between the ANC and the Nationalist Party at that particular time. To bring the political violence to an end, to bring a political settlement to this country. And it was in that particular context that the TRC had given birth to, and that is precisely why. When my late grandmother testified at the TRC in 1996, the likes of João Rodriguez and all his other security branch police officers were all living. And yet there was no attempt made whatsoever to subpoena any single one of them to come and testify at the TRC. Nor in 2003 when I asked the NPA, again, when all of them were living, to pursue them. So yes, in the end, most certainly fingers need to be blamed at the NPA, the police, the government of the day. But my research has clearly indicated that it goes back to the negotiated settlement in the country.
So I'm looking at a statement issued today by the siblings of your late uncle, Ahmed Timol. That's Harun Timol, Ismail Timol, Muhammad Timol. And I see that the one paragraph reads, as the siblings of Ahmed Timol, we are satisfied with the final outcome of the recent inquest into his death in detention, and we therefore deem the matter to be closed. Do you deem it to be closed?
You see, Monana, we all have our own prerogatives and our own decision-making as to how we deal with the death of a loved one. Now, obviously, they are the Timols, and I've got to respect their position. And if they are comfortable and accept the findings of the inquest, then alhamdulillah, good enough for them. But I don't necessarily have to support that particular view. And this is a dilemma that the families face throughout the country, as to how do you deal with the death of a loved one. Do you accept the TRC and leave it at the TRC? Do you accept the fact that you reopen an inquest, get the verdict reversed, and accept it that that is where the matter ends? I beg to differ with that. And I'll tell you why I differ with that, because the man who was sitting with all the answers was João Rodrigues. And why would you not want João Rodrigues to be held accountable for what he had done? And that is the question that I struggle with. I personally struggle with that particular question, and there's nothing that is going to stop me from pursuing this matter and to make my own observations and findings public.
So now that Rodrigues has passed on and has taken whatever he knew with him to the grave, what are your options in trying to get these remaining answers?
Look, I mean, I've explored every single avenue, Molana. You know, I have to share these things with you so that the public knows about these matters. You know, it is amazing how when there are successes and there are progresses and there are wins, how people jump onto the bandwagon to celebrate those victories. But when you confront the truth and you go for truth and justice, you'll see how people disappear off the radar. I've explored all the avenues. I've criticized constructively, not selectively. And I've explored all the avenues. And now, with the grace of the Almighty, the time has arrived for me to make my public, my findings available in the public domain as to why I think the things did not happen and as to why I did not accept the fact that the inquest did not end the matter, but it only inspired me to pursue the matter further.
So is that going to be in the form of your third book now?
Inshallah, with the grace of the Almighty.
So what will that book focus on the remaining questions?
Most certainly. Remember, you know, we can't just be writing history and following the narrative because it's a popular narrative. I've lived this journey my entire life. And the last 5 years has taught me that when you confront the truth, when you expose those that are complicit in the arrest, the detention, and the protection of apartheid-era perpetrators, then, you know, it paints a completely different picture for me. And most certainly, my findings, which is my journey, with the grace of the Almighty, will be published.
All right, M.T. Ashok, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
It's only a pleasure. And once again, many thanks to you, Morana, and for Radio Islam for supporting me over the years.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.